For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today, I want to make sure that you are following our Instagram page. So either the Hey Mr. Jim or the Kid Short Stories Instagram page would be a great place for you to follow so that you don't miss out on any of our awesome giveaways. And when I go live on the video, I love to hang out with you guys over there. Well, are you ready for Miles part two of his adventure of going to space? Is he going to make it? Let's find out. Let's go. That next morning, Miles shot up out of bed. He had to get to work to finish his rocket ship. "Oh, this is going to be so awesome. I hope this works," said Miles as he started adding some buttons and some screens inside of his spaceship. That would help him, you know, direct and know where he was going and how to make it go faster and slow down. He was just missing a couple more things, a flashlight and a compass. Those would help a lot. As he added the compass to his dashboard and tied on the flashlight to the front of his spaceship, it was ready. "Holy smokes!" Miles swam back and couldn't believe it. It was beautiful. One of the greatest creations that he had ever done before. As he swam it downstairs to go outside, his parents saw him swimming by. "Miles, what do you have there?"
"Oh, just a rocket ship that I'm going to space in."
His parents both laughed and smiled at each other and loved that Miles was very inventive and shouted,
"Well, just make sure that you bring some snacks with,"
shouted his mom.
"Okay, now I need some kind of launch pad," Miles thought to himself. There's a flat, kind of rocky spot. I'll just clean it up a little bit," said Miles.
"Perfect. You see, every rocket ship needs a launch pad. Do you know what that is?"
"Yeah, every rocket ship, it rests somewhere, and then before it blasts off, you have to make sure that it's, you know, not sitting on, like, grass or paper, because it'll just burn it all down. So it's best to have, you know, rocks around the rocket ship before it blasts off to space."
It didn't take long before Miles had a beautiful launch pad for his rocket ship. Miles was putting his goggles on when his mom came swimming out holding a bag of snacks for him.
"Here you go, honey. Just stay safe, okay?"
You see, I still think at this point, his parents thought this was all just pretend.
But Miles has actually built a real rocket ship that can blast from underwater.
I'm sure you're wondering, like, how in the world does that work? Because, like, fire can't blast off from underwater.
I am struggling with understanding it just like you, but it has something to do with lava and bubbles. That's all I know.
As he wiggled his way into the spaceship, he was ready. He had his goggles. His flashlight was on. He put his snacks in a compartment so that they wouldn't, you know, fly all over the spaceship as he was blasting off.
"Okay, I gotta do this. I gotta see if this is real and tell Mr. Barnacle if his story and memories are true or not. Well, here we go."
There was a blinking ignition switch in front of him that when he pushed that, the spaceship would be blasting.
"All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
As he pushed the ignition switch, his parents happened to be looking out the window from inside their house at that very moment, and they watched him
blast through the water, straight up, faster than they had ever seen before. "Miles!" they both shouted.
They looked at each other in disbelief. These two fish had never seen a rocket blast off from underwater, let alone it was their son that was the one that made it.
"Woohoo!"
As Miles was blasting through the water, he couldn't believe that his homemade rocket ship actually worked.
out the window, he could see that he was approaching the surface of the water, which he had never been up there before. 3, 2, 1, psh! And it kept going! The rocket ship blasted through a wave in the water and was now zooming for... What are those white puffy things up there? Said Miles. Up in the distance, where he was headed toward space, were these white things floating in the sky. He had never seen those before. He was worried that his rocket ship might bounce off of those white fluffy things, but he was pleasantly surprised when it blazed right through them. Whoa, that is so cool! It's like they're invisible or something. Wow, it's magical up here. As he was zooming through the air and now past the clouds, he entered into space, and his rocket ship slowed down to a nice cruising speed. Inside his rocket ship, the water had now been splashing all around inside from all the crazy blasting off, and it was finally settling down, and the bubbles were settling. All right, what did Mr. Barnacle say? There was like some lights, right? Yeah, green lights. Miles started to look around for the green lights of an alien spaceship. I don't see anything yet, but that doesn't mean they're not out there. I gotta just explore a little more. As he started to drive his rocket ship around space, he was just mesmerized and amazed by all the cool lights up here. Wow, those stars are so bright. So much brighter than from when we see them in the ocean. But wait a second, those look like green stars, or... those are the green lights! Miles immediately turned his rocket ship over towards the green lights and started cruising towards them. This is insane. I can't believe it's real. Mr. Barnacle was right this whole time. Now, we gotta check and see if those cupcakes are real. As Miles' ship approached those green lights, when he got closer, he could see a giant ship. Some kind of alien ship, and on the corners of it, that's where those green lights were. That's what he could see from far away. But now that he's closer, he can see that it's a truly amazing ship. There appeared to be some kind of like garage or, you know, a place for spaceships to come and enter this really big one. So he pulled into the open spot and started putting on his spacesuit. He had made his spacesuit just for him. You know, like our spacesuits, they need to breathe air, but he needs to breathe water. So it was more like a big bowl of water for him to keep his head in, and then he could move around the rest of his body. As he stepped out of his spaceship and started swimming through space, it was a very weird sensation. This is so cool. It's like I'm swimming in water, but... there's nothing. This is very strange. He swam towards a door that opened upon his movement. You know those doors that you get close enough to and then they automatically open because they like sense that you're there? That's what this door was. And as it opened up, he was greeted by a whole bunch of very, very green aliens. Miles' eyes couldn't believe what he was seeing. As he looked around, he saw dozens of these very small green aliens. That's the only way that they talked. As Miles leaned down to say hello, "Hello, little aliens. My name is Miles. What's your name?" They didn't say any words. They only said beeps. And Miles did not know that language. But it wasn't long before the aliens brought out a very, very special surprise. Miles could tell that these aliens were motioning for him to come in this other room, and he started swimming with them towards that back room, and as they entered, he couldn't believe it. There was a giant table full of cupcakes, the most delicious-looking cupcakes ever. It's like they had put together a big surprise for him. How in the world did they know he was coming? That's pretty crazy. Well, whatever was going on, these aliens were very happy to have Miles as their guest.
I can't believe that Mr. Barnacle was telling the truth the whole time and he didn't even remember if it was true or not, but he's gonna be so happy when I return.
The rest of the day, Miles spent with the aliens, starting to learn their beeping language of, you know, beep, 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 that means hi, and beep, 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 that means please pass another cupcake, please. But pretty soon, it was the end of the day. It was time for Miles to return back home to the ocean with his family. And as he waved goodbye and left with a parting gift of a dozen cupcakes, he couldn't wait to return back home and tell his parents and his teacher about this amazing adventure. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Brody from Tennessee, Connor and Matthew from California, Billy from Australia, William from Illinois, Soren and Everett from Fort Collins, Colorado, AJ and Emmy from Massachusetts, Zoe from Calgary, and Melanie from the USA. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And don't forget to leave that awesome story review about how much you love Kid Short Stories. I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.